Rashi in the sixth parsha points out that the second luchos were given in a very private way. So, as opposed to the first luchos, which were given in a very, very public way. In luchos yafa min hatzinin, as Rashi says, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe that the first one, because they were given in a public way, the ayin hara and was shelat on them, the yitzhar was shelat on them. And the luchos shni is, because they're going to be given in a private way, won't have that problem. So now, at first glance, Rashi seems to be difficult. So what the Rashi seems to be saying is, you know, I should have copped this point. I didn't really get it. And look, maybe we had the chet egel, and now I copped it was a mistake, so I'm going to redo it and, you know, correct the problem and solve the problem this time by doing a bit sneeze. And look, you have a minute sneeze. So it seems very strange to look at it, you know, at first glance, what Rashi seems to be saying. So Sam is, on this point, says that really, if you think about it, in general, there are two approaches a person has to an issue. A person is presented with a challenge, a person is presented with taking a position. Sometimes we're presented with it's important to get up and stand and say what we feel, what's right. Sometimes the correct way of dealing with it is, you know, instead of making a whole stand about it, making a big issue out of it, is by stepping back and doing it very quietly behind the scenes and getting it done without the public's stand. So which one is right? And the answer is both are right. There are times for this and there are times for that. Klai Yisrael wouldn't be Klai Yisrael if there weren't people who had a depth of conviction and understanding of what they believe in to be able to get up and say what's right and what's right and what's wrong and what's wrong at the times that they have to be said. Klai Yisrael would be a mess if people were doing that all the time and not sometimes trying to use diplomacy and other ways of dealing with things and trying to do it quietly without making a big fanfare, etc. So when the Ein Lecha Yafa Min Hatzinis means that there's a certain mila under the circumstances that we're in, tzinis is the right way. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, yes, the first way had an advantage. It was the ability to say to Klai Yisrael, to the whole world, the reality of the reality is that this is the reality of the world. We need to proclaim that. And Klai Yisrael was on the madrega that it could have worked. That message would be such a powerful message to Klai Yisrael and to the whole world that it could have worked. It doesn't mean it doesn't come, it isn't fraught with danger. That there's a potential for damage which comes with it. And that's the potential for the Ayin Hara, the Yetzer Hara, to be Shalit and create a problem. Under those circumstances, the correct, once that has happened, the correct way of dealing with it is by approaching it under the radar. So both are true. In a person's life, there are times when a person is dealing with an issue, and the strength of the issue is to get up there and to declare, at least to yourself, whether to declare to the world, a clarity of vision, this is the way it is, and being able to have the strength to do that. Sometimes when a person has tried that approach and it hasn't worked, or he recognizes that right now that's not that approach will create a backlash more than the person himself is ready to handle or be overwhelming, so then another approach is called for. But Rashi is clearly not saying that there's no place for that this ability to get up. I don't know, but Rashi chose that was so. Obviously, that was the right thing at that point in time. It doesn't mean it's not fraught with danger. And we approach those things with trepidation, and we hope with daven for the Siyata Deshmaya that we should do it properly. We should meet at L'Shem Shemayim. We should make our statements properly, L'Shem Shemayim, and we should come across L'Shem Shemayim. And sometimes we have to rethink our strategy and approach it from the approach of tznius. Have a good Shabbos.